podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Department of Dominican University of California. Welcome to In Between the Lines, Ventures with Vando, from East Coast to West Coast and everything in between, with DJ Vivi. This is In Between the Lines, Ventures of Vando, from East Coast to West Coast and everything in between. We are on episode 7. Today we have a special guest with us, Matthew Jobe, DU All-Star. Matt, how you doing today?
Former DU All-Star.
Former DU All-Star. In my book, still a DU All-Star. Yeah. Matt, how's your day going?
Going pretty well, actually.
Nice, nice. Got a beautiful day out today.
It was a very, very
nice day to go out, you know, stretch the legs, go on a walk.
Yeah, really enjoy the day.
Yeah, you know, yeah. good day. So, Matt, let's get further into where are you from originally?
So, I was born in South Korea, but I was adopted and brought back to the United States, Washington State, at a very young age. So I grew up in Washington State, small town called Wenatchee. Pretty cool. Played a lot of lacrosse there and then got me all the way here and then decided after one semester of lacrosse that I was done with that.
Fair enough. Yep. Fair enough. So if you don't mind me asking, do you know or can you remember or recall what age or around what time you were when you were adopted, if you don't mind me asking?
Probably 4 or 5 months old.
Very, very young. Okay, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Cool. And what was that like growing up, I guess?
It was for sure interesting.
What's your town like?
So my area I grew up in is pretty much split like 50-50 white and Hispanic.
Okay.
And so the school I grew up in, actually, I had to have all my classes in Spanish every other day. It was like a dual language program through my elementary school. And so I grew up like a lot of farm workers, agricultural workers. And so
interesting. That I would not have thought that at all.
Yeah, definitely not.
So give me kind of like an image or paint me a picture of like what your town is like. Big town, small town.
Big town.
Okay.
Town for sure. Still a town though.
Okay, I get that.
It's surrounded by like not quite mountains, but very large hills. It's like a valley with a river running through it, a couple of bridges across the river. And there's another town. There's a town called Wenatchee on one side of the river. That's where I'm from. And then there's East Wenatchee in a different county across the other side of the river.
Are you guys rivals in sports?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Battle of the bridges every year.
Yeah. Battle. Okay, I like that. I like that. Interesting.
Yeah, and there's a pretty small local ski resort about 25 minutes if you're speeding up the highway, which in the wintertime I do not advise. But
do not advise.
Definitely don't advise.
Definitely not saying not to do it though.
Yeah. But so that's pretty fun. We get rowdy up there. There's really good hiking, mountain biking trails. There's a pretty famous town nearby, 30-minute drive, Leavenworth. It's like a hard to explain, like an old German town, like styled.
Okay.
Like a Bavarian town.
And Dutch or German. Okay, yeah. Interesting.
And it brings in a lot of tourists. And then there's Lake Chelan 45 minutes away, and that's like the fourth deepest lake in North America, I think. So that brings in a lot of tourists too. So it's a pretty well populated area.
How far are you from Seattle?
So Seattle's on the coast, so we're about 2 hours.
Okay. And, a lot of trees, a lot of green.
There's a lot of green around us. There's also a lot of browns in the fall.
My cousin lives in Washington. I don't know what part. I think it's closer to Canada, like closer by the shore.
Oh, so, yeah, you're like Okanagan County.
Yeah, I suppose so.
That's really
it looks really pretty. It looks very freaking pretty by her. So, moving on, thank you for that. Tell me lacrosse. How did you get into lacrosse? When did you start lacrosse? What is your path on lacrosse? Especially being adopted from Korea and Washington in the East Coast, that's just people just play lacrosse. Like, to me, I'm just like, how the hell did you start lacrosse, dude?
Yeah, so I was in second grade when I started playing, so really young. I started a lot of things in second grade. And lacrosse just kind of stuck with me, and other things came and went. And I don't know, it was either lacrosse or like travel basketball, because my mom wouldn't drive me to both, and so I just stuck with lacrosse. And so grew up in lacrosse in Washington is a very, very small scene. Like, everybody knows each other, unless you're from Seattle, basically.
I'm sorry to interject, but were you a point guard or a shooting guard?
I was definitely a point guard.
You were a point guard. That's what I could tell.
I was a slasher, big feeder.
Yep, my boy. Yeah. Okay, nice.
And honestly, translated into lacrosse.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right. So
yeah, I don't know. I guess.
What age did you start lacrosse, or like what grade?
So second grade.
Okay. Second grade. Damn, you've been playing for a while.
Yeah, for a minute. Yeah. Not anymore.
You played for a long time, yeah, then. That explained a lot more then. Okay, explains a lot more. I didn't know if you picked it up in like middle school, because again, like Washington, I don't know.
No.
Lacrosse out there. Was it competitive? Well, there actually is.
No. It's
Oregon's competitive.
Oregon's competitive now, especially like the private school.
Yeah.
Washington is fairly competitive if you're in the Seattle area. They do like big state playoffs for just that area. And then everywhere else is kind of like meh at best. Like, my team, we're good for our area, but we wouldn't.
Nothing crazy. Yeah, okay, nothing fair crazy. Enough.
We wouldn't compete with like big teams down in California.
Yeah, that was the same thing with my high school. Same thing. We were good. But
youth scene was fun. Like, throughout elementary and middle school, we'd go to tournaments on weekends, practice.
What club team did you play for?
It was just my entire town was just Wenatchee Valley.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we're just like a local club program that goes from elementary school all the way through high school. And so we do all seasons, fall, spring, summer.
That's awesome. That also builds...
For all levels of the program. Yeah. It's a really, really well-built program.
It's a good system.
And it creates really nice teams, actually. Like, I feel like our team is...
The chemistry is probably insane.
We're a lot closer. We're a lot closer than other teams. And I think that was nice growing up, because I just had all my friends with me throughout all of my years of lacrosse, throughout all my years of schooling. And
I was the only kid on my private school... I mean, on my club team to be... in public school, or like if there was any other public school kids, they were like these wealthy at like these like hot like mainline Philadelphia public schools, because I played for Dukes. Yeah. And then on my high school team, I was the only person that I've like played club. The only person that played club. I was like, dude, this shit's weird. It was big separation. Definitely a big separation.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't play like my summer tournaments with Wenatchee.
Okay.
Like, starting sophomore year of high school, when COVID hit, I would basically twice a week drive 2.5 hours to Seattle, play for Seattle Stars.
And there it is.
And that's like kind of how the recruiting got started, because they're a serious program. And yeah,
no, they're good. They're
serious. They'd be winning Philly tournaments.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, they'd be coming over and playing us.
They got second last year at NXT Showcase.
They're fire. Yeah, they were. Especially the younger teams now.
The 25s are the best team I've seen in a while.
It's insane, dude.
Yeah,
I coached the 29 NXT teams.
Yeah.
And we play like Clippers and West. I'm like, dude, he's like, how?
No, West Coast.
That kid is not like in sixth grade or whatever. Like, dude, that kid looks like a grown man.
No, it's crazy. The talent's just getting better and better.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, it's such a wide sport now.
It's really good to see, especially on the West Coast.
What was COVID like on your end? Because I was already in college. The season was grinding, but like I honestly could not even imagine like COVID in high school. I would be like, what?
No, yeah, that was something for sure. I mean, freshman year was pretty normal until like three quarters of the way in, school got like called off and we all got sent home. And they were like, if you were passing your classes, you get an A, and if you weren't passing, you have to go to online class. And so for the last quarter of the year, I got free time. And that was like a big step in me getting better at lacrosse. I was like, I gotta put this free time to use.
Okay.
And so then sophomore year was all online, and that was easy. But boring, tedious. I don't know. All my teachers were like, just come to class and do the bare minimum and they'll give you an A. So, sitting there watching a movie or playing video games.
Yeah, dude, on like Maverick.com, customizing jerseys and helmets.
Sorry, Mom, there was no learning done that year. Except for in lacrosse, because that's the year I started.
Except I did grind in lacrosse, Mom. I did grind in lacrosse.
Yeah, and then, junior year, I was at a tournament down in California, and Coach Sammy reached out to me, saw me play. He was like, love to have you on a tour. So I came on a tour. Loved it here. I mean, I've been to San Francisco before, and I loved it. And just getting away from home, but not too far away from home in Washington was like a perfect place for me.
How far of a drive is it from your house to school?
To here?
Yeah.
I don't know. It'd be a pretty long drive, but it's like 2-hour flight and then a 2-hour drive home, so 4 hours of travel.
Okay, yeah, so definitely,
going to the airport, getting picked up from the airport, that kind of stuff.
Definitely a day's worth of flying.
But it's like, I can still get back at a good hour and like do something with that day on most occasions.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's kind of nice. But yeah, came down here.
When's the last time you've been home?
I think Christmas.
Dang, man.
Because I didn't go home spring break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Going home in a week from Friday. Sorry. Gonna go home and watch my lacrosse team's rivalry game just for a weekend.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's cool. That's
gonna
cool.
surprise them on the Friday night at their practice.
That's cool. That's actually really cool.
And then I'll be back for basically 1 week, and then I'll move back.
Were you the guy of your, like, the lacrosse guy of your school? Did you have a couple of lacrosse guys?
We had three.
Okay.
Kind of lacrosse guys, and at least in my grade. In the grade below me, there were a few more, but in my grade, it was me, my buddy Andrew, and my buddy Charlie.
Did they go anywhere?
Charlie went to West Point, but he's not going to play lacrosse there. He might play there. He said he kind of misses. He didn't like lacrosse in high school. He just played it because he was friends with all the guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And so he didn't want to play. And then he gets to West Point. He's like, I kind of miss it.
Don't they have to play a sport?
Yeah. He's like doing wrestling and boxing, I think.
They've got awesome sports.
Yeah, that's awesome. He's done handball and stuff too. He's like, I might play for their club team, the Hudson Health,
which is
really cool. And then Andrew is playing D2 at Embry-Riddle in Florida.
Okay, that's a very good school.
Receiving votes to be ranked right now, I think, actually.
Yeah, they're sure. Yeah. That's cool. Okay, so
yeah,
cool.
And so my buddy Andrew's at Embry-Riddle, and I are the only two like NCAA commits out of our program ever. And we had one who's a bit older than us, Mason Dobick. He went to Concordia and played on their club team, but they are now obviously elevated to Division II.
Is he still there?
He goes to school there. He's just doing school lacrosse.
Okay.
He could have, but he would have been like third string D mid, I think. So.
Okay. Yeah. They got a deep bench.
And he was like, I don't want to get injured and stuff like that, which is very fair, which is why I'm not playing too. So I kind of resonate with that.
That actually kind of segues into my next question. So, what was the transition? This is a new day for me, a new era for me. I'm like, dude, I just live in California now. Like, I don't play lacrosse. So, what was it like for you when you were first like, dude, I just got class, bro. Like, I'm just a college student. What was that like?
It definitely took some getting used to. Definitely that first night in that hospital, I was like, oh, it's over.
Yeah, it's
everything's done. My life's over. Like, I can't play. But it got better. I mean, I had to spend six days in the hospital, so I had time to think about it. And I was like, the more I thought about it, the more I was like,
too, dude.
Well, my parents came down.
Okay, good.
Which is awesome.
Good.
Yeah, but the more I thought about it, I was like, I could get this injury again if I keep playing. Like, I know that it was just fall. Like, spring's a whole different type of season.
It's a whole different level.
And if I'm, like...
Smart of you.
If I'm getting injuries like that in the fall, I don't know what's going to happen in the spring. So I was like, I've got a lot of other passions that I want to put time towards that I couldn't really put time towards before, and so I'm kind of exploring that side right now. And there's still a possibility I might come back to the team if, like, I get a sign or something.
I think you play. But even if you don't, bro, I think the idea that you brought up of, like, team, you just call it whatever you want, team manager, whatever. But, like, literally just one, we need someone.
Yeah, you guys don't have,
like, that just has, like a younger voice that's, like, a player coach for offense. We have that for defense. We do not have that for, well, I guess Maxwell.
Like, I want to, like, I'm really good at breaking down and analyzing film, and I feel like that's a big thing that we need.
Having it from also a player perspective is just, it's a,
like,
different, it's like an
example where, like, coaches are telling you to pass it out of traffic when there's three people, and you're like, I physically just can't.
Yeah.
That's only something that a player can, like, describe, and coaches don't really know that. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's what, okay. Sure. No, I was obviously the only black on my team, so that's what, you know the feeling, bro. Right?
And, like, getting here, my first day, we had, what, me, Finn, Ray.
I was like, this is so cool. Dude, I walked into Myrtle, and I'm like, what?
Wow.
It was insane.
No, it's so awesome.
Take my advice. Live a better life. Thank you all.